I'd like to finish what we started last week, the other week actually, about foods that you make a bracha during the Suda. And as we said, it's Negeya, and it's also around the year and around the many different other questions. When is there a bracha, in fact, said during the Suda? So basically, we mentioned the Gemara last week, the Gemara that says that Dvarim Havoyim, things that are part of the Suda, do not require a bracha. And as we explained, the question should be fakert. Why is it, in fact, that when you have a piece of chicken for supper, you don't make a bracha on it? Just because you washed, what does washing have to do with anything? So the answer that Rishayim explained, Rabbi Yoyin and others say, is that this is a new form of ikiv atafel, a new expression of ikiv atafel. Generally, we know that you have to eat two foods together. That's ikiv atafel. This Gemara, our Gemara, and the Mem Aleph is introducing us to a new concept that even if it's not eaten together, because of the importance of bread, bread is the mainstay, bread is the ick of the meal, everything else becomes tuffled to it automatically. Why bread? What's the purpose of bread? What's the mile of bread? The function of bread is sviya, it's sustaining, it's satiating, it's filling. Any food that is also serves that role, plays that role, is considered a tuffle and it's part, and therefore the bracha of the bread passes other foods. And therefore, we can understand why you don't make a bracha on most foods during a meal. Soup and fish and chicken and kugel, it's all a type of sviya, a type of nourishment, which of course bread is the primary type of food for that. Therefore, you never make a bracha on foods during the meal. Just to show the contrast, the Gemara itself gives a mashal. Pei rice, someone eats pei rice, fruits for dessert. That's as a kinuach, that's a dessert. A dessert is not part of the svi, a dessert is part of the dessert. That's why the Gemara feels on fruit, a dessert, you make a bracha. We spoke last week about our eights, even adam, a watermelon, a cantaloupe, and candies, and chocolate, and popcorn, and potato chips. Anything that's not really part of the suda, you have to make a bracha. The only exception is if, let's say, the fruit is part of the suda. We gave example of fruit soup that's eaten during the summer in Shalosh Sudas. Someone has bananas and cream or strawberries and cream for Shalosh Sudas. We mentioned the Chazon Ish that said that there would be no bracha because that's taka part of the svia, as part of the suda. So that's really basically a brief review of last week. But this week we have the bulk of the questions. When is a bracha said during a meal? So a very big a point of confusion is the question of cakes. I've heard very funny minhagim. You do make a bracha on cake for dessert, you don't. It's really simple. I mean, if you do the sugya, it's quite simple. Let's think based on the information that we provided the other week. What's the determining factor if you make a bracha or not? If this is part of the meal, right? Is cake part of the meal? Oh, so that's the right answer. How'd you know? Oh, you must be very smart. It is and is not, and I think it's after, hopefully we'll have a clarify. We'll see why Rebanka's answer is right. I'm telling you. It depends if you eat yeshiva or not. Now let me explain that a little bit. The Mechaba says Meferish. There's nothing to talk about. The Mechaba is in Kuf Samach Ches Siv Ches. That's not our Inyan. That's in Hilchas Mezoinis and Amaiti, Hilchas Pasav Abakistan. That's clue number one. V'achalahu b'seich asuda. If let's say you eat cake during the meal, shaloi machmas asuda, says the Mechab, and he stresses this. If you eat cake during the meal, not as a part of the suda, t'unin bracha lefneim. Okay? Again, if you eat cake not part of the meal, you definitely have to make a mezainis on the cake. Zog demog and avram, what does that mean? That's not part of a suda. She'ein oichon l'soiva ela l'tayne. You have a piece of cake purely, solely as a pleasure, as an enjoyment. I guess we could fill in the word as a dessert. You eat a piece of cake as a dessert. It seems the Magen Avraham, a bracha must be said. Ayat and mezainis. Who cares? Eid hadama shakel. Now mezainis joins the club. Why should mezainis be different? The Mishnah Berurah writes for Feirish shloi oichlam lasbia ravonai. Rak l'kinuach mesika de'ilu ochel l'male ravoin. If you eat the cake, it's good to fill you. If you're eating the cake because you're hungry, you don't make a bracha. Where the Mechab is talking, the cake is purely a dessert, and therefore a bracha has to be said. Now this is really shitty music that way is. There's no difference inherently, l'chayra, I stress. There's no difference in mezainis or eitz. The criteria is it part of the meal, is it or not? The answer is, this is. If you're eating the cake because you're hungry, you don't make a bracha. If you're eating the cake for dessert, it's like every other dessert. I eat mezainis, who cares mezainis, eitz or adam? So that's certainly the pashtus. Mezainis, you should make a bracha. Now, the mashal we always gave, and I guess the ones that were in yeshiva most recently remember this, they used to have a milachika, they still have it rather. Remember the milachika suppers?
Yeah.
Whatever. Hot chocolate. Yeah, a bunch of things, a bunch of extra. They're being very sweet about it. Besides giving, I don't know what the main kugel and whatever, they gave hot cocoa and they gave cake. So what was the lumdus? I don't know if it was lumdish, but what was the mitzvah? Yeah, otherwise you're going to starve. You know, poor guys will starve to death with a little piece of fish. So they gave you the cocoa, and the cake definitely, I'm not going to ask the cook, I know, but without asking him, the cake was eaten l'svoya. Okay? That type of cake is part of the meal. The integral part of the meal, in fact, no? The ick of the meal. That's what the poskim are talking about. If you have a cake that's part of the meal, avadi don't make it bracha. But let's say you know clearly it's not part of the meal. Let's say you go to a chasana. After the smorgasbord, and after the 18-course meal, they give you a piece of cake for dessert. Are we hungry? Maybe the third gilgul. You're starting tomorrow. Some people will come after 6 hours, they start tomorrow's eating. Anyhow, we're talking about, within a normal, it's not an achila. What is that? Dessert. So logic would dictate, why is cake different than fruit? Okay, that's the pashto.
So another,
what?
What if they eat bread? Not
somebody, of course.
What if they eat bread as dessert?
What does that mean? Okay, so that's a good question. That's part of what I'm addressing now. I didn't think of that.
I think it's a ridiculous question. Bread inherently is part of the soup, but that's a soup.
We are now making a vote, okay? Do you think that a fancy pie is part of the soup?
If it's considered bread, yes.
What makes a piece of pie considered bread?
Fancy pie.
When you're talking about that, everybody would agree. Okay, you're right. That's what the Bialacha says. You're right. Okay, but we have to explain that a little better. The Achashulchan again in Kuf Samaches Lamed Gimel says if you eat cake and he goes through all the cases, tart lekach, tart sukkah lekach, mandel bretel, glekel, all of them, all these things you make a bracha because it's not l'sviya. Now here's the catch, and you're right. If Chaim, you're having to the what the Bialacha says. Zog the Bialacha. Also Kuf Samaches and also in Kuf Samaches. Zog to be halacha, and it's very important. Zog to be halacha is a different consideration that we're overlooking, which Rav Chaim didn't. What is cake? We gave it a fancy word, pas haba b'kistan, right? That's really what cake is called, pas haba b'kistan. Zog to be halacha, pas haba b'kistan is one great big suffix. The definition of cake is a suffix pas. Zog to be halacha, here we have an interesting twist. What bracha do you make on a piece of cake? A regular piece of cake. What's the answer? Is that so sure? No. Because hopefully we'll talk about this. The Machaber says that Pasa Baba Kislin is a big sugya. We have it in the Gemara. We'll soon have it in the Gemara. It's a big sugya if it's Mezainis or Amoitzi. Now, to make a long story short, every piece of cake, generally, is Suffolk Amoitzi, Suffolk Pas. We don't know. Pas HaBaba Kislin is a quasi type of bread. It's in between. So we treat it like we treat every suffix, play it safe, make him a Zionist. Why make a Maitzi? A Maitzi might not be correct. Every piece of cake, every piece of cake, is a suffix HaMaitzi. One halachic ramification is, on a piece of cake, you make him a Zionist, not a Maitzi. Zog to be halacha, I have number two to the list. You have your big meal, okay? A super duper big meal. You have a piece of cake for dessert, not the sviya, not a yeshiva supper. Another example I would like to give by a bris. A bris, morning bris, let's say you're not a keen fish person, so the cake that you eat is basically a breakfast. Right? That cake is certainly a svaya. So the bris and the yeshiva, we could consider the cake with svoya. We're talking now about something that's a clear-cut kinuach. L'mashal, like I just gave, you had a big, big supper by your wedding, everything was delicious. Your mamish full, but a little piece of cake. Zog de bi'alacha, let's be consistent. You're treating cake as a suffix pass. Why'd you make a mezainis? Suffix bracha, right? What do you want to do now? Take the piece of cake. L'shem yichud, make a mezainis. Why? Because it's not part of the suda. But Zog de bi'alacha, Reb Chaim is right. If we know that would be pass, we wouldn't make a bracha. You already made, that's right. You already made. That's even a better answer. I said, that's true. You already made a bracha on pass. So zog to be Allah, we have to be...
Then what's happening is that the pass is defined as full part of the suda.
No. He's right. I was wrong. He was right. It's not the pshat. Let's say you have a piece of bread that's mamish a snack. Snack gum. Okay? And now he tuck it, you know, piece of bread that's snack gum. Do you have to make a maizi at the end of the meal? Why not? No, it's not part of the Suda. Snack gum is not part of the Suda. I didn't say snack gum. It's like, you know, the Havana type of snack. He's right, I didn't think it had. What?
What does that mean, snack gum?
A total snack. Sova comes out with a piece of bread that's the size of a little piece of candy. Tastes delicious. It's eaten as a kinuach. Let's assume a snack gum. Definite snack. Okay, so you're right. I mean, it's catch 22. But assuming you have bread that's a real snack, he's right. You made a mitzi ready. Why should you make a second mitzi? If you make a mitzi on a piece of bread.
I think that the reason is more than that. I think that the reason is because when you're eating this bread, the definition, you cannot say that bread is a snack. Bread is not a snack. Bread is by definition is super.
Okay, so.
Bread, a mitzi bread is not a snack.
Mitzi bread. You can't just make your whole meal, and then later on you bring out, say, put out some bread that is.
Okay.
Okay,
fine. Oh, you're right, but that's what you said. Okay, no. The point, I think, is valid. The point is valid, because like he said, Shmai said...
It's the same thing. It could be the same thing. You wouldn't even say that it's for sure dessert, whatever, but the definition on the side, that possible kism is called pas. That the definition of this possible kism is
suda.
And on suda, you don't make a bracha.
Right, exactly. But the point is, don't forget, Shmai is right, that point that I overlooked. You made Hamaiti already. Okay? Zog de bi'alacha now. Why? Why? Let's assume we have an academic question. Let's assume the bread is a vital. Because you didn't make Hamaiti on fruit. No. You made Hamaiti on all bread, all Hamaiti products. Right, irrelevant is. I don't know why you're saying that. I think you made a mighty in all bread. If you ever see a theoretical a mighty that's a snack, a mighty part of it. Doesn't say a mighty only part is bread, not snack bread. I don't think so.
I think it's
you're talking at the mighty, you're right. Because if you're going to tell me the bread is a snack gum, then it would be a mezainis. You're right. Okay. Yeah.
Right. And you have another fruit. Do you have to make another bread for your eggs?
That's a good question. Let's say you made an eighth on something. That's right, the same thing. Eighth is an eighth. He's 100% right. Once you made an eighth, it passes even a kid. He's right. That's a good point. Thank you. It's a gay Rosh Hashanah, you should know. People don't realize it. What's the chilek? I don't see the chilek.
Somebody brings a plum to the table. You have no doubt that you would eat a plum.
That's a different question. The Baruch Hashanah doesn't cover all foods.
Okay,
but that's a very good point. Rosh Hashanah night, I'd like to mention that. Thank you for bringing that up. When you make an eighth before the Suda, you have the Minim, you have the Tamarim, if someone has it before the meal, you don't make another eighth for dessert. Our eighth is eighth.
You make an eighth if you have a food as an appetizer?
But that's the next one after. Okay, anyhow. So that's why the Bialacha says here we have to be consistent. And we have to look at this piece of cake as a suffix pass and flip the coin, so to speak. This piece of cake is a suffix hamaitzi. On that side of hamaitzi, I don't make a bracha on the cake, even if it's a snack gummer. We say snack gummer, we mean a clear cut snack. So to be halacha, this is rule number two, halacha number two, based on the halachic uncertainty of cake. Cake is one big question mark. Is it mezainis or amaitzi? One halacha is you make a mezainis or amaitzi. Halacha number two is up to be halacha. You don't make a mezainis. You don't make a mezainis for cake for dessert because it might be amaitzi. If it's amaitzi, the amaitzi patted. That's why you don't make a bracha on cake during at the end of the meal. Even if it's a snack gum after your full course meal with your smorgasbord, the cake is snack. You don't make a bracha. That's what the Bialacha says.
By the way,
that's
what we hope.
Well, let's say, when
I would venture, if it's possible, if cake is
in the
salted bread.
Because you
can't.
Oh, because then I can't. You 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 can't. This is what the Bialacha says. Now, Rapam once told me, I mean, I ate by his house more than once, and I noticed that, but he never ate cake for dessert. Now, this is a valid point. You serve in our house. I'm just telling you, the understanding is important. So he told me, if the whole concept that you don't make a bracha on cake for dessert, it's not like halacha, it's halacha psuka, no question, no sweat about it. It's only because we have a suffix, we don't know if we should make a bracha or not. But it's not more than a suffix. You ask me, is it a vaday? The answer is not a vaday. Making a brach on cake for dessert is not a vaday. It's a suffix, maybe this is a maitzi. So he said, if it's only a suffix, why should I take a chance? That's why I never ate cake for dessert. Now, the point is...
But if you eat the cake after, it might not be brach and tzricha or a problem
then? Why? When you have to be benching.
Right.
Why? You finished eating.
But are you allowed to bench and then make a mezainis on cake afterwards? If you would, you'd really want to eat cake before.
Yeah, I mean,
that
I wouldn't do. No, that I wouldn't do. That I would not. No, that I would not do. I wouldn't make a bracha. I would talk eat it during the suda better. You're right. You have a good point.
So you would rather eat
it in the suda. Yeah, I mean the make it. Let me tell you. I'm not saying. I mean, my family also give cake. My brother. No, that's wrong. That's not smart. My point is just. He asked, is it a vada? To be a lover at most is a suffix. Now, what people add? Let's say you finish the suda. Okay. Now, for some reason, this seems to be minigoy teva ilam. The cake tastes better over a rambano, you know, especially Friday night. After the suda, you want to have a tea and a piece of cake. So why don't you have it during the suda? What do you have to go? You know, take your cake and your tea and go upstairs, you study and take out the ramban. Sit by the table and take the ramban. For some reason, it tastes a little. You know, that's a normal eating habit. That you like to do. What? No, for some reason, I think you fall asleep into the tea. It's very warming. You know, the nice warm tea, like, you know, gives you. Nice pie will really be, you know. But anyway, that I would say is different. What? But see, your question is a little more tricky because your mamish want to eat it there, not over the, you know, not in the study. You want to eat it there. So to bench and make him zaynis al-mechia, I would not do it. The problem is, with this other problem, the question is, let's say, see, this is a little tricky because I don't know if you know the sugi yet, but there are type of cake that are vade not mezainis. Vade not hamaiti, I'm sorry. Now that's really you have to leave for a different time, but if you have a thin, brittle crust with a filling, just believe me on this, a pie with a thin crust that's thin and brittle, it's a cracker type of piece of cake, with a filling, that is probably not a suffix pas in any stretch of the imagination. Pasta avakisin either is a sweet dough, or a filled dough, or a thin brittle cracker like a pretzel or a cracker. If you have all three requirements, it's vadei mezainis, not hamotzi. Now, what does it have to do with anything? So people ask, and they ask correctly, of course. Let's say you have by chasen for dessert, you have a thin brittle pie crust, you have a filling, and it's sweet. That is not even a suffix pass. So what's the catch?
You have to make a bracha.
The Bialach's reason does not apply. I eating give a svaya. Not eating give a svaya. So many...
That's not called the
Pasavol Kislev. That's a vadei
mezainis.
It's a vadei mezainis.
It's not a Pasavol
Kislev. It is. Okay. It's... It's a bona fide pas of a kisnim to the extent it's a vadi mezainis.
The first word is pas.
Right.
So that one planet makes it some kind of pas.
Why? Because it's mezainis. Because it has flour like pas. Again, I'm going to say faket. Pas is mezainis until it's a vadi amoitzi. This is a pas of a kisnim, a vadi mezainis. How's that? Okay. Can't argue that. I scared you, huh? It's the best thing. Best defense is strong. The best defense is a strong offense. You scare a guy, he doesn't know what hit him. You know, like you say something, even he doesn't even know you do. But anyhow, no, the Yemen, that's a lot of reason to that. Every pass is really a mezainis. So you have to elevate it to a mighty. So most cakes are in the suffix status. But this pie that I described is a vada mezainis. Now people ask, what do I do l'maisa with this? It's a good question. Rav Scheinberg is quoted in the same bracha that says, you're really hungry, so even the pie is sviya. So we fall back to the first reason. Okay, he's saying you're hungry. You know, you see, a lot of people, what? You have to know who wrote it. In Eretz Yisrael, they don't eat as much. That's the truth, I'm not kidding. And you know, we'll soon see what the Chavetz Chaim's understanding is, but maybe in America, when people mamash eat that Passover and Kislev solely for pleasure, not for sviya, you can make them a Zionist. Okay, just to throw out three questions to think about before we go on to the appetizer and everything. But one question I think is important to mention. Let's hear Pesach Nikka cake. Now, what's Pesach Nikka cake? I guess, I don't know, for all the shakl. Okay, anybody?
Tomorrow.
Well, yeah, mamash, it's unbelievable. Why?
Pesach
the cake. Oh, well, I don't know. No, well, in America, everything is. But the question, the enigma, so to speak, of Pesach Nikka cake is in this respect, is very, very, like it's an eye opener, so to speak. Pesach Nikka cake was saying is a shakl. If you have mezainis, don't get offended. I'm talking about shakl Nikka cake. Let's see, have Pesach Nikka cake for dessert. Do you make a bracha or not?
It's the same. What? The same as Pesach cake. It depends on the.
Very good. Very good. Why is Pesach Nikka cake different than Shavuos Nikka? Pass it. Shavuos Nikka cake, which is a mezainis, you have to be a lachas reason. So you have two good reasons not to make a bracha. Sviya. And the bracha of it. Shakel, Pesach Nikka cake, is it, so you don't have to be a lachas reason. So now you have to look at this, Pesach Nikka cake, is it sviya or not? Now the truth is on Pesach nothing is sviya. I mean, basically. But, so why is a piece of cake different than a piece of chocolate? What do you say, the flour content? There's no flour. What is it? You think it's flour? Okay, that might be true. Filling, yeah. Is it? Yeah. Okay, I don't know. But what Rav Palm told me, I asked him, was that people in Maisi use it as a filler. I mean, it's a suffix, you can't make a bracha. If you know for sure, 100% certain, that this is mamish only lekinuach, how do you make a bracha? Nothing to talk about. It could be that it is a svaya, one. And two, could be, you know, psychologically, it's a svaya. The Kenyan Torah says it.
What? Was the car
that? It's a minig in Europe, he says. I don't know. There's no reason, no.
No reason. No. Don't make it what? Only make it eggs.
Only make it
eggs. Right.
Can I get the mother of
Even if it's not
happy,
it's candy. Even if it's
not right. I don't know. It's can I get the mother of Rome, so I wouldn't, you know, I'm scared of it. But anyway, Pesach Nikka cake is a good example. Because it would, l'chayin halach, it's no different than a piece of chocolate. If you eat it l'svaya, which makes sense, for ma'aseh it could be make sense, plus, again, psychologically, this functions as a sviya, it's fine. Let's say you have a rice pudding for dessert. Forget about Pesach, we're going back to Shavuos. Rice pudding for dessert. You make a bracha. Why am I looking at you? Why are you looking at me? It's a gevaldige shaila. Rice pudding is like a rice kugel. You ever saw rice pudding? Like a rice kugel, huh? Mezainis, good, but it's not a suffix pas. That's the catch. It's a regular mezainis, but it's not the real lachis. Same shayla. So, but rice is the real sviya. That's why you make a mezainis on it. So, I think rice pudding is a little better than Pesach Nikka cake. So, supposed to get rice pudding is less of a suffix. But let's say you swear to me that this is only the kinuach. It's out the window, because we don't have to be a lachas case. Okay, so you have three questions just in the question of cake. One is we have a Napoleon or those type of things. Number two is the pastry of the cake, and then we also have the bicycle. Okay,
bro. About the apple strudel, the very thin.
Yeah, so that's like the Napoleon, the Suffolk.
Napoleon, right.
I mean, I can hear it. If someone tells
you,
no, if you make it, it's only mezonis. Right, right. On the thin thing is only. I can hear it if someone will say that cake is always a svaya. You want to say that? You know, fine. Unless the person say, really has a voracious appetite, but you know, I don't know. But the Rambam told me also, don't forget, the whole pasuk of Bekistin is one big suffix. So if you want to compound the question with another suffix, be my guest. But until you want to make a bracha on cake for dessert, make sure you're supposed to make that bracha. If you have any element of doubt, so we revert back to the good old pasuk of Bekistin, which is like sort of the emergency hatch, suffix, you don't make a bracha. That I think is conclusively the halacha l'maisa. Unless you know certain that you should make a bracha, if you washed, stay with the old suffix bracha
is l'halacha. Unless you convey a shul, then you have to make a maiti.
Then you have to make a maiti on the cake also, right. But the point is that the cake, for two different reasons, and the nafkamina, you said, are three different nafkaminas. Yeah. Yeah. He's into the bread. Sim the milk, yeah. So. Let's say we eat bread. Right. That's we eat matzah for snack. That's right. You have a nice egg matzah with onions, whatever, eggs and onion matzah for a snack. For a quinoa, for dessert. No? No. It's only at most one of the requirements, not three. Okay, we'll have to leave the cake question of you know that. What? Yeah. Grada, one thing we didn't mention, we should have mentioned. This whole shaila of making brachas on dessert is the bracha rishaina. Do you make a bracha achrayna? Why not? What shot? That's inconsistent. You make a bracha rishayin if it's not part of the suda. Why don't you make a bracha achrayin? Oh, that's right. The Gemara's lashon is beferish and memalef. Shalay machmas asuda b'seich asuda tuin a bracha lefneim ve'ein tuin a bracha lachreim. And that's where the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Why? And he says could contain him yaveishim. There's no bracha lachreim. Why? Zok the Rav Shulchan Aruch and the Hezbo, of course, is very crucial. What's taka de pshat? Why do you make a bracha? Because it's not ikav atafel. We had a kasha the other week, faket. Why did you make a bracha on the kugel and shaland and the kishka? The answer is ikav atafel. Dessert is not ikav atafel. It's an independent achila. So therefore there's no reason not to make a bracha rishayna. But bracha achrayna, benching part of the whole suda. This is part of the suda. Variety, the Gemara calls it it's part of the Suda. Benching covers the Suda. This is part of the Suda. We'll soon see why that's important for a Viennese table, for a Chassantish, for Erev Pesach, Shechal B'Shabbos. We're getting a head start for next year. It's a very, very difficult question. Erev Pesach, inside that it's a difficult Messias. We'll soon see that Allah Hashabah is important. So again, the Brach Rishayin is said because it's not, there's no reason not to. Brach Achrayin covers the Suda. This is part of the Suda. The Rav Shulchan Aruch is in Kufay in Zion, the end of Sif Beis. Why? Because Kol Mashubah Toich Asuda Hu Mechal Asviya Shenema Bo B'Savata Uveirachta. And the real Rabbi Yehuda says it. Now, another very big question, and this, as the years go on, I get more nervous about it. Let's go back, step back a moment. Do you make a bracha on desserts in America? Tav Shin Samach Dalet. In other words, it's real dessert, it's a fruit, it's a kompot, it's ice cream, a real dessert. We're not questioning the function of it. Do you make a bracha on dessert in America, Tavshin Samach Dalet?
Sure.
You should. Why should you not? Why am I asking all of a sudden today? There are those that said, and I've heard, I have a whole list in front of me in fact, that taka today, since dessert has become an integral part of the meal, it's mamish part of the suda, then even a real dessert you don't make a bracha. In other words, that's part of the meal. Now when I heard this first, it didn't appeal to me. because that's not the lumbus of the sugya. When we make a bracha on dessert, it's not the pshat, it's a surprise. Hey, your wife surprised you. Wow, today's my day, I have dessert. Whippy, I'm going to make a bracha. That's not the reason. The point is, it's not l'svoya, so it doesn't follow, it's not covered by the bread. So who cares if in America it's mamish, an accepted part of the meal? That's not the svara of the sugya. The svara is, it's not l'svoya. So who cares if in America it's part of it? This is not l'svoya. And what backed me up is the B'alot, the Sharetzi, and the Kufay in Zion, Sif Kut in Zion, says the Feirish. After the Kaimai, Shenagul Echel Peris Mabushalam, Bechol Sudal of Saif, Mistabra the Chayr, the Loy Chashivi Kibdvar Mabayi Machmas Asuda, since they are Kinuach. And the Chavetz Chaim's words are music to my ears. He's saying, even though it's eaten in every single meal, that's irrelevant. That doesn't make a difference. If it's not l'svoya, who cares? And we mentioned, I think the other week, the Gemara Megillah, the Zayin of Abayz, Rav Chol of Sima Shavik, a person leaves room for dessert. Dessert is part of the meal. And in spite of that, we said, Allah is to make a bracha on dessert. So why should things change in Tavshin Samachal? So I said that I heard the Chavetz Chaim at Kairat in the end of his life. It's hard to believe. Why is it hard to believe? First of all, in Svar, it doesn't make sense. And number two, the Chavetz Chaim wrote the Sharetzin also. And there he says, Mistava l'chayre, not that you make it, that nothing changes. That I said, years ago. I have in front of me three Eidus that know that the Chavetz Chaim, at the end of his life, did not make a bracha on dessert. Okay, Rav Kahana, from downstairs, the Chayim of Bracha, said he heard from Rav Chanan. Number two, the Zayid, the Yibad L'chayim, Rav Gerwitz. Rav Gerwitz, he's been Menal and Chassan Seifa. He's the father of many other of the Gerwitz brothers. His friend, he told me, his friend ate by the Chavetz Chaim, and he ate kumpat, and he didn't make a bracha. Okay? So he asked him why, so the Chavetz Chaim deflected the question, but did not eat more of the kumpat. That was the... Number three, Rav David Cohn said he heard from Rav Ruderman, who heard from the Chavetz Chaim, did not make a bracha on dessert in the end of the meal. So I am more than a bit perturbed about this. What's shat? And why in Sharetzi? And he wrote differently.
Maybe it was today's speed.
Oh, very good. That's what Rabelski says. Oh. But again, the svara bothers me. Who cares if it's part of the meal? Why does that make a difference? That's not the svara. Rabelski says, you make a brach on dessert, Eidei Chafetz Chaim. He was a poor man. That was his whole supper. The kumpat was 50% of the supper. Exactly. It was today's speed. Exactly what Rabelski says. Now, the truth is, you see in the Sharetzi, and he writes, Mistavra l'chayra. That's his lashon. It's a very interesting lashon. Mistavra l'chayra. Mistavra l'chayra means like, l'chayra, maybe he had a suffix. I don't know what to tell you. But I could tell you, in Svar, you could make a bracha to dessert b'zman hazeh. The Chelkis Yaakov Chelek Dalet, and in the new print, it's Or Chaim Siman Nun, he brings a conclusive raya to this. His raya is, because the halacha is, we'll soon see, on drinks you make a bracha during the meal. It's not halacha. We'll soon see why we don't do that. But even on drinks you make a bracha. Freg de chalkes yankov. Drinks is not a surprise. You aren't surprised with a drink. Drinks, you know it's coming. So why do you make a bracha during the meal? The answer is, it's not a din and surprise. It's a din that's not part of the sphere. So why is cake different?
Why don't you make a bracha on drinks?
We'll soon see. Mamash, I think it's the next, Mamash, in 2 things from now. But Lamais, it's very hard, I used to say it's not true to Chavetz Chaim, didn't have Charyata, Rabbi Forst, Pischei Halacha, the one that you usually have. He writes, it's a rumor, it's not true, because he writes in Sharetzion that you make a bracha, he's right, but he's not up to date. I'm telling you, these three, Rav David Cohen is still alive, you could ask him, Rabbi Gezud, Rabbi Gerd is still alive, and Rabbi Khan is not. But Chavetz Chaim apparently did not make a bracha on Kampa. So, what Rabelski Taka says, maybe because by him was Kadei Svia, that makes sense. But then again, I don't know. Okay, the king of Svekas. If you talk about the question of making a bracha, the king of Svekas is appetizers. Fruit cups, grapefruit, pineapple, cantaloupe. Someone told me, and I'm not kidding, he asked me if there's a minhag Yisrael to eat pineapple with a piece of challah, or grapefruit with a piece of challah. He says, why do you think so? I go to all these ways, they eat challah with the grapefruit. Now, what's shot in that? It's not confusing, it's very simple. It's going to be just a 5 minutes. Why should I and why should I not? Let's be more. Let's say you come to a wedding and they have a nice piece of grapefruit. They have a fruit cup. Why should I not make a bracha? Why should I yet make a bracha? What do you think? Based on the previous information, what should we do with the fruit cup? So the chayyim we said before is fruit during a meal, even vegetables. He said the Mishnah Brura says this. We gave example arbis. It's rare. We'll soon see another good example is pickles. But something that's not part of the Suda, even if it's a eight, even a dhamma, you make a bracha. So why should I make a bracha on a fruit cup, cantaloupe, grapefruit, pineapple? Pineapple's a dhamma, but who cares? And that lechor is the pashtus of the Rishonim. The Rashbin bracha is that from Aleph and Beis, after describing the our sugya of things that are part of the Suda, not part of the Suda, cake and bread, v'adayin yesh mida dalet that we didn't explain, and that's Zvarim Habayim Lefnei HaSuda. Teich Suda we had, Acha Suda we had, how about Lefnei HaSuda? His mashal is an appetizer. Zokter, Lufi HaSvara, Rishon Ika, Shekol Shu Koidem HaSuda, Eine Mechlal HaSuda Klal, and therefore he says, you make a bracha on an appetizer. There's no difference. Acha Suda and Lefnei HaSuda, I think they could be a big chiddush, we'll soon see, is a very big part of the sugya. The chinuch and mitzvah taf lamed is the biggest chinuch in the whole chinuch. It's all the hilchos brachos. He says bechlal tainig, if you don't make a brach on a dessert, misha ochel b'seich hasu the zayis meliach liftoyach taivas hamaychol. You hear that? You eat a sour zayis, a sour olive, as an appetizer to stimulate the appetite. Lefikach lemevarech lefanav loy lachra. A sour food. Are you more familiar with this? A sour food, the way it works. A sour food. The metzias is it starts the secretion. The digestive juices increase are stimulated by a sour food, an acidy sharp food. That's the metzias, and that actually creates an appetizer. Why is it called appetizer? Appetizer is supposed to stimulate the appetite. Okay. In the halacha is called megara taivas achila. Taivas is a scary word, but here it means the sensation of hunger. Zok techinach, and this is very, very important for a better understanding. A sour, I'm stressing this many times for a reason, a sour zayas maliach, a salty sour zayas, does in fact stimulate your appetite, and you got to make a bracha. Because stimulate your appetite is not sphere. So, in other words, what the chinach is doing, he's telling us a very simple understanding. You make a bracha on every food unless it's l'svaya. Is a zayas maliach l'svaya? No, so therefore you make a bracha. And that is the pashtus. Appetizer. No matter what it is, you do make a bracha, it's not l'svaya. Here's the catch, what makes it confusing. There's some Rishonim ask a very, very big question. The Torah, the Ritaisis, I mean, anybody who's a Rishon asks the question. Why do we not make a bracha, and this is getting us in the Pesach mood, on the marah that we eat after we wash? We wash, we have the matzah, marah. Why don't we make a bracha on the marah eaten during the Suda? Are you going to say marah is adama? Big deal. I'm not scared. You make a bracha on adama during the Suda. So one reason that we know we're familiar with, you had in mind the karpas. Zaktais is a psacham kuftez vav. It's not true. Such a long hefstick, how do you make a bracha 2 hours, 3 hours ago, and it covers for now? Zaktais, it can't be out that. Zaktais, listen to the lashon, it's extremely negeya. The havi later, Zaktais makes a strong advance. It is dvar abayim machmas asuda. It's part of the meal. Aye, the piece of mar is not lesvaya. So the Yerakais grow in Halev. The Yerakais, that Mara gives an appetite. Paperas haimu dvarm hamamshichin achila levishabal et soyach shah shayidekach oichel yaisa. Of course. Of course you have to know the chinuch, of course. Zok the taisis are isoy, that's startling. This is an appetizer. This stimulates and creates your appetite, and that's exactly why you don't make a bracha. And the logic is beautiful. Zok Taisvis, if you want to create an appetite and suda is hainu hach, That is Machmas Asuda. Again, the name of the game here is Sviya. If this is giving you a Sviya, if this is creating a Sviya, you don't make a bracha. And it's Taisa, he's extending the Machmas Asuda, even if it's not a Sviya, but if its function is to give you an apple, that's also Machmas Asuda. Correct. It's another. It's a third reason. There are four reasons. Good. Good. Very good. Thank you for remembering, Val. That's gratifying. But anyhow, what Tosis is saying is that this reason is, and Tosis opened up a whole new window in the picture. An appetizer kishmoy kein hu is machmas asuda, even though it's not sevilla. That does it. Now, this is one of the places that we see it. I'm trying to paint the full picture because you'll appreciate this sugya a little better. There's another big kasha in the Rishayim. Again, this is in Hilchos Kiddush in Reishai and Beis. The Rishayim, the Tur Matetzich, we wash. I'm sorry, we make Kiddush by day or by night. We wash and we bench. Freg the Tur in the end of Reishai and Beis. Why don't you make a bracha chreina on the wine before you washed? The wine is not part of a suda. The benching can't. If you eat a farina. I'll give you a perfect example. If you eat farina before you wash for breakfast, then you say, I'm too hungry, I'm going to wash. The halach is klar, you first have to make an ala mechia, and then you wash and bench. Why? It's not part of the suda. If you have cake, I say, cake is a suffix pass, we'll throw it onto the bandwagon, so to speak. But that's why I said farina. You had farina, you don't make a bracha. You make a bracha. So Fred, the tour, why don't you make a bracha on the wine? So one reason, very good, Dr. HaShulchan, if that's Mata the Suda, it's Kiddush Makom Suda, it's an integral part of the Suda, it's fine. The Torah doesn't say that. Zok the Torah, and I'll read you the Lashon, it's extremely negeya. Kivan sheva laham shecha adam l'taivas ha-maichel. Zok the Torah, and this is medically speaking, wine, of course not the wine itself, but the alcohol in it, the alcohol content, is also an appetite stimulant. You're holding out of a yada, you might be hungry, you'll know why, now you know why. Try to remember it for then. But wine, what? Yeah, wine is Megara. Wine is an appetite stimulant. So we have a list now. We have Taisa that says that Maror, because if it's sharp and bitter like Zayis Maliach, we have Zayis Maliach, we have Maror, now we have wine. Because of the alcohol content of it, and that's very important because we'll soon see grape juice and schnapps and coffee. But Akaponim, we have two solid mekoris in the Rishonim that an appetite stimulant is also machmas asur. The third mark is not in the Rishonim, the Magen Avraham and Kuf Ayin Dal Yud Aleph, Kuf Ayin Dal Yud Aleph wonders if you have schnapps during a suda. And again, we'll have to wait until next week to exactly understand why on drinks you don't make a bracha. But on schnapps at the end of the meal, Fred the Muggin, during the meal, why don't you make a bracha on schnapps? The perfect scenario, which is le'alein, which never be negeya, you have a yartzeit suda, you wash, you make the sin, you make a lachayim. So the Muggin of Ram wonders, why don't you make a shakal on that schnapps? Now, just to give you a little bit of understanding, the way we understand is a drink is part of the suda, because you can't eat without drinking. That's what Taisa says. But you could eat without schnapps. So the reason of Tosfos that Shti is part of the Suda does not apply to Schnapps. So Frank the Magen Avraham wants to make a bracha on Schnapps. So the Magen Avraham says, Kishabala Oyer Taibis HaMaichel, again, Schnapps has alcohol that's also an appetite stimulant. So here we have three sources, and each source will provide another bit of information. We have the case of the Maror. We have the case of the wine, and now we have the case of the schnapps. Absolutely. The chinuch is a rishon, and it's a free country. Rishonim, Adumim, Rishonim. Absolutely. Thank you for bringing that up. But the chinuch and the rashba, the appetite stimulant theory, it does not exist. They say, fakir, if you're conceding it's not the svaya appetite stimulant, so make a bracha. Absolutely. Thank you for mentioning that.
It could be that you reminded that the happiness.
Maybe, because it's about machmas. That's true. That's true. In fact, the chinuch says that the feirish. No, I don't think he says the feirish. I don't know if I wrote down the lashon. Okay, I have to look it up. I'm sorry. I think it's a Beferish. You're right. It's part of the suit. But thank you very much. Again, an appetite is not a like Shema, you want to know, is it a clear-cut psak? No, it's not. You have a Rajma, you have a Chin. But Lamaise, the Chai Adam in Mem Gimel Vav, the Aruch HaShulchan repeatedly, the Ketah Shulchan Aruch in Mem Gimel Gimel, and let me read you the Lashon of Negeya. Yesh Regilin Lechel Bein Meichel Meichel Eizadav HaShem Mamshich Taivas HaChila Higoyin Zayas Meluach Lemoni Meluchim Lemon, you'll soon see why I stress this. Tsunoim is radish, ukadayma. That's machmas asuda, because that stimulates the appetite, and a bracha is not said. Okay, beautiful. The Mishnah Berurah Grada is not so convinced. Mishnah Berurah quoting the Rajma Nechinech, and he says, you should make a bracha, listen to this. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, you should make a bracha on the appetizer before you wash. Right, I like that. But that's the Chavetz Chaim recommends. You come to a wedding, before you wash, sit down, make an eight, or adam, or whatever it is, you have two brachas, really in trouble, and then wash. Now why are you not wearing brachas in a tzricha? Apparently he felt it was a significant enough of a suffix that you're allowed to do this. If you're an enikel of the taisis or the tor, you have no suffix, but be alach, the chavs chayimayz, you have a rajm and a chinuch, you don't just discard a rajm and a chinuch. Anyhow, that's why. Now to put this lamaisa, an appetizer. You come to a wedding, you're an innocent bystander. All you want to do is eat that fruit cup. What do I do? Let's approach the question. Okay? So let's start with the old-fashioned appetizer. When we used to go to weddings, they had a piece of grapefruit or a pineapple. Do you make a bruch on the grapefruit and pineapple? Oh, so that's the suffix, okay? Like the Rav Mechinech, you do. Like most places, you don't. That's why the minig evolved to eat a piece of challah. If you say, listen, it's an appetizer, you're right, but appetizer is not a magical word. Appetizer at best is a suffix, eat it with challah. You have to eat with every bite. Rav Pam told me, well, basically, an appetizer is an appetizer. You have rishayim. So the first and last bite would be enough. The frumas, eat with every bite, wonderful. In logic, you should eat with every bite. Now, what is a piece of challah helping? It's like...
You could.
If you feel for the Mishnah Berurah, you could. But if you are, if you,
Mishnah Berurah.
Yeah, that's really right. Yeah.
You never
said anything. Like, okay, you look into the same bracha. That's what he said. That's pasuk. I mean, if someone feels it's not a subject, you can't do that. Again, what does it help the piece of what?
It should not be a subject. You have to show him, yes, or not.
That's not a subject. Okay. And how can you hold that eating with bread is not better?
Well,
he didn't say that doesn't help. Wait, I'm sorry. I didn't explain it. You're right, I didn't explain it. What does it help eating with a piece of bread? It's the regular egg of a tafel. It's the conventional, old-fashioned. It's not the new type of egg of a tafel that's been the focus of today. It's the old-fashioned egg of a tafel. So that's why people say they have to eat it with every bite. You're not changing the function of it. It's the regular lafa, right? If you decide to eat the nama benahama bread with cereal, well, that's, you know, your little silly, Gemara calls you.
Sisal.
Does that? Oh, sisal. Gemara says, what's it? Katipshoi. You gotta be worse than sisal. Anyhow, but the point is, again, the appetizer in its entirety, you can say appetizer as if it's a magical world that opens, it's at most a suffix. And you're right. So why should I do it before the meal? I don't know. One second.
But also,
I don't know, maybe they didn't have enough challah. I don't know. I don't know. Who says that? The Mishnah Berurah's lashon. The oilam nagu lahakol v'yashdem amal l'smay. Kufayin zayin, right there. But he says v'yashdem. Okay, so that's what he adds. Okay, he should add that. He recommends al ktsas on the right. Not so convinced. Mr. Berurah is not convinced, okay? I'll say that. But he says, Yesham Yilismach, so develop the same on the Yesham Yilismach. Okay, we'll finish. But anyway, let's just close this with this last question. Appetizers is the minig oilam. If you eat it with every bite, tavi la bracha. First and last bite, hopefully it's also good. The big, big question, and this is very, very challenging, is how about a fruit cup? Which today is popular. You don't see, you know, pineapple that much, grapefruit, bachal, you don't see. What do you see? A fruit cup. And why am I asking a fruit cup different than a pineapple or a grapefruit? Let's assume it's all fruit. It's a big, big problem. A major problem with a fruit cup.
It's fruit, it's not just an appetizer.
That's right. Appetizer is not what they serve as an appetizer. Appetizer is a sour food like we saw from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, lemons, zayis, marah, wine, schnapps. It's not just any appetizer. It has to function. Medically speaking, no doctor in the world is going to tell you that if you eat watermelon, cantaloupe, and honeydew, your appetite has been stimulated. That is not true. Of course, not true. There's a whole science that it's sour and that's the material. I did research. I'm not talking out of my hands. Rav Shlomo Zalman was asked about a fruit cup. He goes, "If I didn't make a bracha, even if you want to be soymach on the appetizer, but this is not an appetizer. Hayal al das is quoted in the same bracha. Hayal al das, if you have an ice cream for an appetizer, so you don't make a bracha? Ridiculous. It was called appetizer, the Kodesh Rebbe's appetizer. It's a din in the fact that it stimulates your appetite. That's why a compounded suffix is by the fruit cups of today. Rabbi Yashiv is quoted in the same bracha. Rabbi Hamza Chayim of Bracha told me this also when I asked him. He said, "Listen, people never knew until you told them this, that it's not an appetizer. It's part of the Suda for that reason, and maybe psychologically they think it stimulates the appetite. Leave it. The suffix? No, suffix? No, you can't say no, but a suffix." And again, the point is the whole appetizer, but that's why by a fruit cup, he said, Avadi should eat it with challah. Or Rabbi Ankevet said we should definitely use a fruit cup. If you're only having a fruit cup by your wedding, avada make a bracha before. Because you have a double suffix. Like the Raj ben the Chinuch, avada you have to make it. And even the Didan, like the Kitzah, all of the Rishayim, there's not one Rish, what? There's not one Rish that's going to tell you that that's an appetizer. It's only episode, we'll work with psychology that maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But people think so, maybe that is definitely Kedai to eat before the Suda. Thank you, have a good day.